enough, Americans are quitting their jobs in record numbers. Debbie Randolph, down the road from me, just told her boss to shove it. $10 an hour and unvaccinated customers giving her a hard time over mandated mask wearing. That was the last straw, she said the other day over our fourth cup of coffee. Who needs the aggravation? Plenty of other neighbors are pulling the plug, too. Fed up with low wages and fellow employees calling in sick, leaving them with double the workload. My old bandmate Cindy retired early from teaching elementary school. She told me she just couldn't face another year of pandemic lockdowns, masks, virtual learning, who knows what else. I asked if she'd be all right, and she smiled. More than all right, she laughed. Way more. Welcome, America, to the South End, where work was never a path to heaven, more a dead end to happiness. What I don't understand is what took you so long. Long commutes, bad bosses, low pay, soul-sucking shifts. Thank God for the pandemic, I guess. A mandatory time out for a lot of folks. Time to ponder the meaning of work in the 21st century. I mean, who wouldn't crave a career in an Amazon distribution center? Of course, there's always the fear of homelessness, starvation, and the judgment of our fellow inmates. Did you hear Mike Grafkin quit his job at the mill? Spends all his time at the tavern with those other bum friends of his. It's a shame. His wife Jenny is just beside herself. What's going to become of them? Her pregnant again. It's beyond pathetic. Every time I go in the Island grocery store now, I see new faces. Younger faces. Sure, I expect prices will go up if wages do. Fine by me. Pay him a decent salary. All these gulags, time to listen to the prisoners. What's the point of working if your paycheck won't pay the rent and food? Down in Seattle and Gomorrah, the service industry, I love that term, service industry. The maids and the fast food workers, the nursing home staff, the daycare teachers, the waitresses and cooks, the school bus drivers, the janitors and the clerks, the service industry pays nowhere near what it would cost to live in the city limits. So now I had to commute to the outlying hinterlands, the gas, the wear and tear on the car, on and on. You bet quitting looks like a reasonable option. It did for me, and that was 50 years ago. I know, a man ahead of his time.